Scott Munchenbaker is kind of thinking out of the box of Velveeta for a change today. And so fun with Velveeta.
Fun with Velveeta. So, you know, you were kind of talking about, you know, we got football's kind of coming to an end. We got Super Bowl coming up. So I figured, I'd do some stuff for that.
All right.
All right. So we're going to do a meat and Velveeta dip. This one's pretty fun, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to get 1 pound of bacon, 1 pound of hamburger, do about a 90% lean on that because the rest of the stuff that we're going to put in here has quite a bit of fat. So, you know, if you can cut a little bit of it out, let's do it. Okay. And okay, so we got 1 pound bacon, 1 pound hamburger, 1 pound ham, 1 pound ground pork, 1 pound pepperoni, 1 pound hot dogs, one pound of kielbasa sausage.
Oh, I love kielbasa.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Do you make your own kielbasa?
When I get a chance to, why not? So all this meat, we're going to run it through a food processor, just kind of get it a little bit ground up. You don't want to puree it, but we're going to grind it up in a food processor. And then in a really big pot over medium heat, we're going to add all that meat, and we're going to season that with 4 tablespoons of fennel seed, 2 tablespoons of marjoram, 2 tablespoons of dried thyme, 2 tablespoons of dried oregano, 3 tablespoons of paprika, 4 tablespoons of fresh garlic.
You're making this up, aren't you?
Yeah, okay. On the fly. Here we go. 2 tablespoons of cayenne, 2 tablespoons of cumin, 1/4 cup of cracked black pepper, 1 bottle of sriracha, just because, you know, I figure Velveeta shortage, sriracha plant shut down, we might as well throw some sriracha in there, too. And then just a little bit of salt. You want to taste this before you actually season it with the salt, because the salt might make it too salty. And then once the meats are kind of heated through, we're gonna add dice up 3 blocks of Velveeta. Now you need a really big pot, because it's like 7 pounds of meat and like an extra like 6 pounds of Velveeta cheese.
I'm already running out of paper.
Yeah. So if we're gonna run low on Velveeta, let's do it the right way. So you're gonna dice up those 3 blocks of Velveeta, and we're gonna add it to the mix. There should be enough residual moisture from all that meat to help to melt that Velveeta cheese. So, and if there's not, you know, you could add a little beer or a little stock or whatever, and you just want to keep on stirring this constantly and add some chips or something.
What do you call this?
Meat dip.